Hey, this is Alan from the Ages of Rock podcast, and I have Robert Bentley with me here. He is one of the greatest Gene Simmons impersonators I've ever met. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm doing great, brother. And I am honored to be here, man. Oh, this is, wow, you folks need to be here. I've not to cut my man off here, but to give these guys some props, I'm here for the third year, and wow, the guys went from, I'm going to say a basement to a palace. You guys need to see this.
Yeah, but they went from, well, last year wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Because last year actually was a palace. It was the Nashville Palace.
Yeah. I see what you did there. See?
You see what I did there?
This guy's quick, man.
So, you do Gene Simmons. How long have you been a Gene fan? What got you into being a Gene Simmons impersonator?
All right. I'm going to give you guys the condensed version. In 1974, I'm sitting in a portable, you know, one of those class portables, and one of my best friends was reading a rock magazine. So I think it was like Rockstar or one of the, you know, rock magazines. It wasn't Cream or Circus or anything like that. But on the front cover was a picture of Gene Simmons, you know, and he had on the Alive outfit. And you can see the blue light on him. You can see the blood coming out of his mouth. And I'm thinking, what in God's name is that? I thought it was something out of Starlog magazine or something, like, you know, Fantasy Monster magazine. So I'm like, hey, man, can I see that? And I'm like, what is this? And he tells me it's a rock band called Kiss. And I'm like, so he hands me the book, and I'm looking at these pictures, and I see fire and this dude who looks like some sort of vampire, and this guy with this star on his face, and this spaceman dude, and I'm like just really tripping. So the next year, you know, we used to be able to bring albums to school, you know, for music listening day, you know, in music class. And he brought Destroyer to school, and he played Beth. It's funny, he played Beth and Shout It Out Loud. Funny, I even remember that, because that was like in 19, I'm not even going to tell you. But
well, it's funny because Destroyer is a lot of Kiss fans' introduction to the band.
Uh-huh. Sure was mine, dude.
I got that for my birthday from my babysitter in either 1978 or 1979. I can't remember.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So I got a Destroyer record and a Kiss from my babysitter.
Woo! Oh, see, I didn't get...
I got a Kiss and a Kiss.
You got a Kiss and a Kiss. Woo. You got lucky, man. And which one was hotter to you?
The record.
Oh, she lost out to the record.
Well, I was like 9.
Yeah, right. I know, right? To be honest, back then, the only thing, man, we could get up, man, was our G.I. Joe dolls, man.
Yeah, no shit.
Right. We didn't know anything else. But yeah, that's how I got in the Kiss, man. And later, you know, I'd watched Gene so much, and I watched all of them, really, you know, watched how they moved on stage. And once I became a musician, I guess that kind of showed through, you know, when I play.
I love this man.
My homeboy Chris, I'm gonna hug him so tight, I will probably kill him.
We got Chris Sinzak walking past.
I'm going to break his ribs when I hug him.
Everybody needs to buy that dude a beer. He has worked his butt off for this event.
I did not know, man, how long that man has been working on this stuff. Oh my!
He started last year as soon as that podcast expo was over.
Yeah, so major, major props to that man to do that, to bring this to life. Wow. Wow.
And now back to Robert Bentley as Gene Simmons.
Yes, thank you. and later, you know, down the line, I ended up working for a Kiss tribute band called Hotter Than Hell. And at that time, this was like in 94, I think. And there were only like a handful of tribute bands. You know, you had Strutter, Cold Jam, which had Tommy Thayer alive. And there was another called Kiss Army. And then there was Dressed to Kill New Jersey. And that was pretty much it. But I would watch the guy that was playing Gene. I would watch, you know, how people would react to him. And I'm like, man, like, I wonder what is it like to do that? And never really gave it another thought till several years later. My original band, you know, when you're in a band, and you know your band is about to crash. You know, you come in to rehearse, and all you do is you run through your songs, and you get up and you leave. You know, you don't sit there and jam and warm up or freeform. You just run through the songs of your set. Everybody good? Everybody good? We got a show 2 months from now. Bye.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you know what? This band is about to crash. When it does, what am I going to do after this? That's all I know to do is play music other than work a normal job. And something said, Kiss Tribute. Why not do something that's a dream? Kiss Tribute. So I put some feelers out there. I had a few bites. My biggest issue was finding a Paul Stanley, because I'm also an artist, and I'm a detail artist, so I look for specific things, and I don't want some guy who can just slap on a star, you know, and can sing, you know, the lyrics to Detroit Rock City. I want to know, can you shake your head like Paul? Can you jump like Paul? Can you switch like Paul? Can you hold your mic stand like Paul? You know, I used to be a dancer, and my brother used to be a Michael Jackson impersonator, and I used to watch how he would take his craft. He would watch how many times Michael Jackson would spin. When he stopped, where was his foot placed? Where was his hand? How did he turn his head? All those little things matter, because that makes the difference between being somebody dressing up and playing as, and somebody actually becoming. So when it came time for me to play Gene, you know, I noticed, you know, like during Deuce, he would, you know, after he says, get up, get your grandma out of here, he steps 2 steps back, will cock his head back, step right back up front, raises his right fist. So I watched all of his moves, and I'm like, you know what, I think I could do that, but I got to have a Paul that can act like that. So I called up a best friend of mine who was in the Kiss Tribute band that I had worked for. I did everything with that band. I was their pyro man or their pyro guy, wardrobe seamstress, guitar tech, bass tech, drum tech. I mean, I wore a lot of hats in that band. But because I did that, I learned a lot of inside secrets of Kiss's shows from back in the day. So I get to utilize that for what I know now. So anyway, so here we are. And I called him up, and I'm like, hey, you know, do you know of anybody, man, that's a good Paul Stanley that might be in my region? He gives me the whole spiel of, you know, how things have changed from 94 to, this is like 2010, I think, now. You know, and there's like thousands of them out there, and, you know, the market's not what it used to be, and the portrayers are not what they used to be. And I said, okay. And he said, well, you know, I remember how you worked for me back in the day. He goes, tell you what. He goes, the guy that I've got playing Gene, he goes, there's sometimes he can't cover certain regions because he lives up in Michigan. Like, let's say we're doing Kentucky. He can't do Kentucky because, you know, his job. He said, would you be willing to maybe step in, you know, maybe do something like that? I thought, yeah, sure, because this guy, you know, he's a member of the, I'll put it out there, maybe he won't be upset if I do this, Kiss Army, you know, this guy named Steve Clark, and, you know, they're well known. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, this guy's been doing this for 20-odd years. He's a vet in this business, you know, and he's going to give me a chance to step up on a stage. I'm thinking, okay, first night, man, I stepped out and did it. It was so natural to just, you know, I wasn't scared, or I wasn't nervous. I wasn't afraid I wouldn't, you know, pull it off. I just did it, you know, and it went from there. But Steve told me, he says, after this, man, because I'm telling you what, you're a commodity. He goes, and everybody, man, and the mama's going to come out of the woodwork, man, you know, wanting you to, you know, to do a fill-in, or maybe their Gene quits, you know, and they, if they see you and see how you are, he goes, And sure enough, man, I don't know, something got leaked somewhere, and somebody saw pictures or a video or something, and I just started getting offers from bands in New York, Ohio, you know, people offering, man, you know, to fly me in. I'm like, wow. And then one night, I'm at home, you know, you get that little ding, you know, on your Facebook Messenger. And lo and behold, it's J.R. Smalling.
Oh, yeah.
J.R. Smalling. And he says, man, he goes, I've been quiet until now. I've been watching you for quite a while. How do I need to watch my language on this?
This is an uncensored podcast.
It's an uncensored?
It is uncensored.
All right. He says, "Brother, let me tell you something." He says, "You're a bad motherfucker."
All right.
He goes, I've seen some goods. He goes, "You move, you look, you the way you turn your head, your manner." He goes, "Brother, where the fuck have you been?" I go, just doing my own thing, you know, and just decided I'd give this a shot and see if I had what it took. He goes, "See if you had what it took." He said, "Please." He says, "Man, I want to see more." I said, "All right," you know, and that was that. And I'm like, you know what? Next to getting a thumbs up from Gene, Paul, or you know, Bill O'Coin, RIP, you know, that's the next best thing, because that dude was there when it all started. You
that's
know,
right.
He was in the he was in the station wagon with those guys. You know,
I believe he's the voice on Alive One, isn't he?
Yes, he is. So to have that guy, you know, tell me that, yeah, you're good. All right, sure. Well, let's see where else I can take this. Yeah, here we are, man.
Right on. I'm probably gonna have to edit out a little bit. We got some dead space. We were watching something go past.
Yeah.
perverted old men.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, I will forget to edit this, so they're gonna know we're perverts.
They already know.
Yeah. Well, we like Kiss, so that's the first clue.
Right. And especially if one of us, you know, is a Gene impersonator, you already know.
That's right. Well, you know, I saw you in one of the Kiss tribute bands. Y'all had come to Evansville, Indiana,
mm-hmm.
at Boogie Nights.
Kissed.
I would say it was at least 5 years ago.
Yeah,
it may not have been quite that long ago. It may have only been four.
Yeah. No, it's been about five.
Has it? Yeah. The older I get, the time just flies. I lose sense of time. But one thing that I noticed is, you did all of the early, you know, pre-Alive 2 Gene Simmons mm-hmm. moves.
Yep, I won't go past 76.
You know, you did the sway back and forth with the Deuce stuff. You did the jump mm-hmm. up and down, you know. And I personally was impressed with that, because I had never seen any of the Genes in any of the other tribute bands that I've seen do that stuff. You know, and that stuff is hard on your body.
It is, brother. It really is, man. And I started to understand why, you know, around 78, Gene kind of stopped.
You quit doing that. Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. Because that shit hurts.
Oh, yes, it does, dude. And with a lot of people, good God almighty, well, a lot of people know. What a lot of people don't know is that my boots are like just a tiny bit too big for me, because my boots aren't custom made. So when I go and jump in the air, I know that Gene kind of tucks his legs under. When I do that, I can feel the back of my boot slide up against my heel. So I'm thinking, in midair, when you land, place your feet like this, because if you don't, you're going down. Yeah, you're probably gonna snap an ankle, and your show's over for tonight, brother. You're done. You're done, son. Just wrap her up. Just wrap on her, baby. Yeah, he's done, baby. Call him a hound dog.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, man, I appreciate you taking a few minutes and stopping and saying
man,
hi. It's always
serious?
Good to see you, man.
This is an honor, man. This is an honor. You guys have got to check out, man, the Ages of Rock podcast, man. If you're not checking it out, man, on all of the podcasts, give everybody a shout. But right now, right here, baby. Right here.
All right, man. Peace out.
Peace out, baby.